All right, welcome back.
My name is Kaylin Arnell.
And I'm Chloe Palmer.
And welcome to This Movie Sucks. In this podcast, we watch badly rated movies, so you don't have to.
Yes, and then we talk about them, and we even make a little drink to go with the movie. And this week, we watched Krampus from 2015.
Directed by Michael Dougherty.
Tell him what she's saying.
This is all of our fault. He's come for us all.
So, Christmas is coming, and that's why we chose to watch Krampus. Are you excited for Christmas?
I am excited for Christmas.
Have you started decorating?
Not inside, but funny story. So we started decorating outside. The reason we're decorating outside, because we usually really don't, but we specifically bought these huge blow-ups and huge outdoor like lawn pieces. So our neighbors, they're not nice.
Oh yeah.
They like to pile their snow all on our grass. So we get this mountain of snow. So my mom is like, I'm going to be petty this year, but I'm going to put all these blow-ups, all these Christmas decorations right on that little patch that's our lawn. So they can't do that anymore. Because we told them, we're like, hey, you're killing our grass. And they're like, I don't care. All right. Well, this is what we're going to do.
Smart. Just blow up those tacky balloons. That's what they get to see now because they kept doing that.
Yeah, and then it's great. Actually, it looks really nice.
They're kind of like Krampus.
Yeah.
The complete opposite of St. Nicholas or Santa Claus.
Yes. Yes.
Evil.
Yes.
And you're the good ones.
They always build stuff that's up against our house. And we're like, you can't do that. That's not okay. Are you going to pay for the damage? They're like, no. And then they don't. It's still there. Everything's built up against our house. I'm like, hello?
Wow.
You guys are crazy.
Are your houses super close together? Is that why?
No.
Hmm.
They're just weird. And they think that they own half of our property.
Oh, really?
And we're like, no, you don't. So me and my mom are planning on moving to the country so we don't have to deal with neighbors anymore. And that's our solution to the problem.
Perfect. Will that happen soon?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the spring.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Which part of the Manitoban country?
Anywhere that's like 30 to 40 minutes out.
Okay.
So we can still like get to Winnipeg.
Wow. That's going to be a big change.
Yeah, I think I'm ready for it.
Well, good.
Kind of hibernating for people.
True. Just going to talk about my sweater that I have. It's for Christmas. It says, getting ready for Christmas on it.
That's cute. What's on it?
It has a dog. It has a little reindeer, and they're putting presents under the tree. They have, I think they're wrapping presents, actually, and they have some Christmas ornaments.
That's so cute. Where'd you get it?
It was my mom's old sweater.
Nice.
And it's like my only Christmas sweater.
It's not itchy?
No. It's nice and soft. It's a nice crew neck, bright red. It's great.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have a Christmas candle going.
Oh, nice.
It smells like sugar cookies.
Ooh.
And it's like setting the mood and calming down.
Perfect.
Well, really helps with a drink.
Speaking of drinks, what did you make?
Well, kind of basing it off of part of the movie, I decided that I'm going to make like hot chocolate with some Southern Comfort in it. I put some like candy cane cream in it.
Okay.
With like foamed milk on the top that's kind of like melted now. And then a little bit of cinnamon on the top.
Oh, cool.
Can you see?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't tried it yet.
That looks super cozy. Okay, take a sip.
I'm scared of hot things.
Try it.
I don't like anything hot.
Blow on it.
Yeah, that's good.
It's good?
Yeah. The Southern comfort really hits the spot.
So what is Southern comfort?
I think it's like a whiskey.
Okay. I hadn't heard of that one before.
Yeah, I just grabbed what was in our upstairs cupboard. I was like, this will work.
Nice. Well, that's kind of what I did. I made a gingerbread cocktail. Put it in a nice fancy glass, like a sorbet glass. And it has some Cointreau in it, which is an orange liqueur, dark rum, some Baileys, and gingerbread simple syrup.
That sounds good.
And it's actually, yeah, it is. It's homemade gingerbread simple syrup.
Oh.
Yeah, let me take another sip.
And like, so simple syrup, is that like, that kind of stuff is like reduced calories? Is that correct?
No.
No, okay. Then that was wrong.
It's like infused sugar, I guess. I guess you could make it like low calories too, with like a sweetener. But this one isn't. Actually like boiled with ginger, real ginger, sugar, and like a bunch of different spices and steeped overnight. It's good in like lattes and coffee too, but decided to try it in a cocktail and it's very good. I also tried to like, you know those things that go on top of coffee cups? Shake the sugar or cinnamon on it and it leaves like a little design on the cup. So I tried to use one of them and it was a gingerbread man. Just I wanted to see if it worked on the cocktail and it kind of did, but it lasted like a minute and then it just dissipated.
Oh. I know, like, all that cute stuff just goes away right away.
I tried.
So what does it taste like?
It tastes good. Don't know.
That's good.
It does taste kind of a milky, more on the Bailey's side. It's fresh, like fruity, and has a kick for sure.
Fruity?
Yeah.
Fruity for ginger?
Yeah, because the Cointreau, the orange liqueur.
Oh, okay.
Very, I meant citrusy.
Yeah.
Is probably a better word. I'd definitely have this again.
Yeah, I'd have mine again. Maybe I'll try yours.
Yeah, you should. It's got two good shots in it. Okay, so let's get into this movie. Krampus 2015 is about this dysfunctional family that clashes over the holidays. The Engels invite over their relatives, and they are definitely from two different walks of life. One is very preppy and proper, the other quite the opposite. They eat mac and cheese every night, is what it seems like. And spirit of Christmas seems to be dwindling away at family dinner. And Max somehow unleashed the wrath of Krampus. And it's this evil demonic force that is the complete opposite of Saint Nicholas. So what were your initial thoughts before you watched the movie?
I'm going to be honest, I thought this movie was going to be terrible. I originally had vowed never to watch the movie just because I'm like, I don't know, the whole idea with monsters and clashing with like Christmas didn't really sit well with me. Right. I was like, oh, I'm not going to watch it. And I think my mom originally watched a different version of this movie that wasn't so great. I can't remember the name and I don't want to make assumptions of which movie it was. But I saw a little bit of that and I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
But this one was, yeah, I don't know, it was completely different. What were your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts? Not much, to be honest. I was like, okay, this is what I'm getting myself into. Yeah, again, I think I have to agree with you with like the evil Christmas just doesn't seem right to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm definitely more of a just super cheery, super cheesy kind of Christmas movie person.
Yeah, me too.
So this was not what I usually watch. And I was kind of just wanting to see what they did.
What about the trailer? It's the most wonderful time of the
year. With the kids jingle bells. Merry Christmas! Looks like Martha Stewart threw up in here.
This is delicious, honey.
A little dry.
Well, mine's delicious.
Mine's dry.
Do you want to trade?
It's the It's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. With those holiday greetings and
how are we going to survive Christmas with 12 people stuck in a house with no heat and no electricity?
Or food.
There's plenty of leftovers, Howard.
Beer it is.
It's the weirdest thing. There's no cars, no people.
How long can this keep up?
We heard something on the roof.
What the hell is this?
St. Nicholas is not coming this year. Instead, a much darker ancient spirit.
Those are hooves. Elk or a goat?
What kind of goat walks on its hind legs?
His name is Krampus. He and his helpers did not come to give, but to take.
Everybody, hold on to each other.
He is the shadow of St. Nicholas.
The trailer. It just looked like a typical movie, like a typical average scary movie.
Yeah, I didn't think the trailer looked too bad. The only thing I noticed that was like, okay, maybe this movie's not gonna be amazing is when they had a little text narration saying just little snippets of like what might happen in the movie. Usually you have a narrator that then you know that it's gonna be like a really good movie. So I was kind of like conflicted there.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that. So the beginning of the movie starts off with the scene of Black Friday. Black Friday. And everyone is barging into the store and trying to just collect all the consumerism products on sale. And that kind of, I guess Black Friday kind of signals the start of Christmas in the States.
Yeah.
So I guess that's like all that greed was kind of how they were starting it off.
And it makes sense. Just like, it's like Christmas has turned into this holiday of just consumerism now. And I think that's something that they're trying to point out in the movie. It's not so much as being with family, but it's like, oh, we just need to get gifts and we need to give gifts and give and give and give.
Right. Yeah, and then Max gets into a fight.
Yeah.
I guess it's in the store where they're doing some sort of Christmas concert and Max gets into a fight with a classmate in front of everyone. So they have to peel him apart. And then they eventually go back home. And his parents are super upset with him, and they say that they're not going to do anything for Christmassy with him because of the way he acted.
Yes, yeah. I kind of found that scene a bit funny, though. Everybody's kind of in, like, slow motion, so you're really seeing all their facial expressions.
Yes.
That was hilarious to me.
They just showed every... It was kind of long. It could have been shorter.
Yes. I was like, finished my hot chocolate. Yeah.
By that point. Because I guess Max really just wants the Christmas to be like it used to be. And it was kind of evident with the way his family was acting at that point. His dad is kind of distant. His mom wasn't talking to his dad, really. And his sister went upstairs. And the only one he could turn to was Omi, his grandmother.
Yeah, the grandma.
So he just wanted the spirit of Christmas back. So then the distant relatives come along. And what do you think of them? What do you think of the relatives?
Well, I made a list of all of them. I could go over that. And I kind of put what I think their personalities are like into this little list. So everybody can get a sense of what they're like. So Tom, the dad, he's very oblivious to what is going on. He's very non-confrontational. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't really want to confront his family about the issues that are actually going on.
And the actor always plays that same character every single movie he's in. It's like he only does one character, and it's that. Nothing changes ever.
Yes. So the next character I have on my list is Sarah, who's the mom. She's a very people pleaser and kind of just does what everybody else wants. So she's also kind of like the dad, where she's like non-confrontational. She's like, I'm going to do what you want. Okay. Also, the actress who plays Sarah is in another horror movie, Hereditary. So if there's people who know about that movie, plays a very, her character's always just a little bit like delusional.
Okay.
In both those movies, so I can see a resemblance too.
Right.
And then there's Max, so the kid who just wants his family to have some more Christmas spirit, everybody to stop fighting. Just wants things to go back to normal, like you said before. Mm-hmm. And then Max's sister, Beth, who's a very angsty teenager girl, who really only seems to care about what her boyfriend's doing and what he's up to and just wants to be with him.
Typical teen.
So then we're moving on to the relatives who are visiting. There's Howard. He's like the real redneck uncle who really just wants things to go his way and will probably fight you if it doesn't go his way.
Right.
And his wife, Linda, she's like really quiet, kind of just lets her husband take the reins and like doesn't really have much control over her kids.
No. Not at all. Those kids are wild.
Kind of just let her husband boss her around. And Aunt Dorothy, my personal favorite. The crazy lady who just doesn't have a care in the world. Just wants to drink and probably go to bed at the end of the day.
Yep. Yeah, she definitely has a drink in her hand basically the whole time. And even talks about when she's hungover and needs a drink.
She's so funny. Omi, the ominous foreign grandmother who has a sinister backstory.
Ooh.
Kind of don't really know what's going on in her head till later.
The German grandmother.
Yes.
Who speaks German.
One thing I wish they did with the grandmother is put captions, but I also understand why they didn't, but I kind of would like to know what she's saying too.
In my version that I watched, they had some captions, but when Max or the dad was going to say it, they didn't have the caption then.
Oh, okay. Maybe I was watching a different version. And then we have the cousins, Jordan and Stevie, really just bullies. They're also very much like their father, and I think they take after him a bit too much. And then Howie, the snotty kid who really just wants to eat, also kind of relatable.
I don't think he talks ever either.
No, he doesn't talk.
Howie doesn't have a single line.
He just has food in his mouth.
No, he just, and he stares blankly off into the distance when everyone's talking to him.
And then, baby Chrissy,
The baby...
Honestly, just a baby.
Yeah, the baby didn't even need to be there.
Just cries.
Just cries. They had her in, like... Nothing happens to her. Spoiler. Nothing happens to her ever in the movie.
except for one thing. And she could have... We could have gone without the baby.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, Max is a firm believer in Santa mm-hmm. Claus, but the rest of his family is not. So that's where we kind of see the bullying side of the family coming mm-hmm. out. Is with the cousins, and when the cousins take his Santa list.
Yeah, the asshole cousins. Just the bullies. I mean, they read what they really shouldn't have.
Yeah, like on the list, it really says what Max is... really thinking about his family. Like, he wishes that his aunt and uncle would stop fighting.
Yeah, that his parents could be as close as they used to be, and that Christmas could be the same as it used to be as well. And then he eventually gets so mad he goes upstairs and rips up the letter and throws it out the window, and that's kind of when he summons Krampus.
All hell breaks loose.
Yeah. You see those, like, ominous clouds start to descend over the house. And it starts to snow a lot.
And then the power goes out.
Yeah. You know, I think they did a pretty good job with the snow. Mm-hmm. Because it didn't look that fake all the time.
Fun fact, the snow that they used is from diapers.
Excuse me?
They ripped
me?
Up diapers.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
No way. So that's what the inside of a diaper looks like? Snow?
I guess so.
Some pretty realistic snow.
I mean, if you ever need to make snow, find a baby, take their diapers.
Yeah, so that's why the baby was in it, just to use the diapers.
Yes, that's why. That's why they had the baby in the movie.
Why don't they do that all the time? Just have diapers. Or just get real snow.
So... in the morning, they're like, what the heck is happening? Blah, blah, blah. But the daughter, Beth, is adamant that she needs to see her boyfriend. And she needs to see him and make sure that he's alive. And the mom lets her. Like, I
yeah, they all let her.
Like, there's a snowstorm. It's freezing out. It's like 20, minus 20 out Celsius.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, it's just a little storm.
Just a little one.
They don't know she's going to meet death.
Yeah, she gets to her boyfriend's house, freezing, and, like, there on the roof, Krampus, this huge, horned monster. You can't see its face yet.
No.
It's got, like, this cloak, like, this jacket over it.
Yeah, it just looks heavy, like, it's such a heavy cloak, and they kind of emphasize his feet. Because they're not normal feet. They're hoofs.
Yeah, he's like some kind of goat, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she sees Krampus. She freaks out, hides under the postal man's car. And also another thought. Why would they send the postal man out during, like, this huge blizzard?
I mean, they do that in Winnipeg, don't they? Like, where we live?
I guess so. I don't actually know where they are in the movie, but that poor guy... Poor guy. Anyway, so she goes and hides under there and ultimately meets her death.
Mm-hmm. What I found, like, with the wind-up box, you know, the one that you crank and then eventually a jack-in-the-box, I guess.
I hate those things. I can't.
Yeah, so I guess they were trying to meld, like, the old, like, folklore stuff with the new modern stuff. Because no one has those nowadays.
Yeah. And, like, Krampus is like a very old legend, so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that was interesting. And I think it has a bigger meaning towards the end of the movie, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So Beth doesn't come back, and they're like, oh, she'll come back. And then they wait till night. Of course, you wait till night to go and look for her. And so the dad and Uncle Howie go out looking for him.
The heroes, the macho men.
Yes.
Always the macho men.
Take their car.
Yeah. The big old Hummer, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is?
I think so.
It's a ghastly thing, just... But I guess it does work in big blizzards.
True. And then they see the Krampus. They, like, go into the boyfriend's house. They, like, think there's, like, something's up. Can't find her.
Yes, they go into the house, and it's completely destroyed. And on the fridge, there's, like, this gingerbread man. I guess one of Krampus's little helpers with a knife in him. And I don't really understand why they had the gingerbread men. It kind of seemed out of place compared to Krampus. Mm-hmm. I don't think they needed them to be in it, but...
Yeah, they're like... They're just kind of weird. It's like they're animated, and I really just don't think it fits.
It doesn't fit at all. It just doesn't make sense.
They're not scary either.
No, they're not. They're cute.
It just makes it more comedic.
Yeah, so the house is completely destroyed, and then they eventually go back out to try and get back to the car, and this thing from under the snow is trying to get them, and then grabs Howie. Howard. And Tom has to, like, pull Howie away. Tom has to pull Howard away. And, like, keep fighting with that thing under the snow to free him, which he eventually does by shooting him. Shooting the monster.
Mm-hmm.
And they run back to the house. And, yeah, they have to run back to the house because their Hummer's destroyed. And Krampus probably just smashed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's, like, in a... just freaking out. I don't know what's going on. So they make... It's one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite scenes. So they make the kids go into the kitchen so that the adults can discuss. But they make the crazy aunt go in there and she's like,
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm going to make some like hot chocolate and schnapps or whatever.
Like, don't tell your parents.
And that's where my hot chocolate came from. She even lets the kids drink it. She's wild.
Yeah.
And like she just says, don't tell your kids, but Omi is like in the kitchen.
Very typical aunt character as well. Like, nothing pretty original about her. I just love that character, too.
Yeah.
It's like, you need that.
Yeah, you need the comedic elements. The one, also, other character I don't think we need is a kid who just, like, always eats. Howie. Yeah.
Howie?
He's really useless.
He's useless. He's just there to die.
So, like, after that, like, shortly after they all are talking about what's going on, he gets lured by a gingerbread man. He eats the gingerbread man's head.
Yeah, because the fire went out. They had to keep the fire going because Omi was acting pretty sus and wouldn't tell him what was happening. She's sitting in the corner tending the fire.
Just, like, poking it.
Yeah. Don't let it go out. And then, of course, Howard lets it go out.
Of course. So yeah, he bites the gingerbread man's head, and then the gingerbread man, super strong, wraps him in like a chain or something and pulls him up the chimney. There's like a bunch of gingerbread men, and there are all the families trying to pull him down.
Yeah, and the gingerbread men always go, hee hee hee
hee. It's really funny.
Maybe that's where the comedy comes from.
Yeah.
Were they trying to make the gingerbread out of place?
I don't know.
Because they did a good job of that, if that's what they were trying to do.
I get the idea of a gingerbread man, but not, maybe not for a horror movie.
No. So then, when everyone's up, Omi finally explains what's happening.
Yes. So we get to know her backstory a little bit.
And I didn't think they needed to do, is it stop motion or claymation or just cartoon?
It's like this claymation.
Kind of backstory.
It was like... interesting, but it also made the movie less scary.
Yeah.
It made it more cute.
I feel like if they did Omi's backstory a little earlier, it would have been better. It would have made a little more sense.
Yeah, so we can know what...
Yeah, otherwise she just speaks in German sometimes and Max has to translate.
She lets all these things happen, but she could have told us what was going on earlier.
Yeah, and she can speak English.
Yeah. Yeah, after she tells her backstory. She tells her backstory in English. So we're like, great.
So why have I been reading subtitles this whole time?
So in her backstory, we learned that as a kid, kind of in, I think she, was it in Germany?
Yeah.
So as a kid in Germany, I guess nobody had the Christmas spirit anymore. I think like war was happening. And yeah, just nobody was... nice to each other, and so that's all she kind of wanted, but it kind of backfired on her, and Krampus ended up killing her family. And then Krampus left her some type of bell. Like, Krampus didn't kill her, but left her a bell.
Yeah, she was left as an example. So I guess that she could tell everyone what happens when they lose the Christmas spirit. I guess that was the movie's attempt at explaining what Krampus is.
Yeah.
Because right now, he's just like this goat man that just jumps on a ton of roofs and has creepy little helpers and snowmen.
So here's the history of Krampus.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a history nerd. In Europe, Krampus is a popular legend that originally originated in Germany, so it was called Krampen.
Mm-hmm.
So usually depicted as a half-goat, half-demon, St. Nicholas type monster who punishes and misbehaves children, which is what we kind of see in the movie.
Yeah, he whips them.
Yeah, it was a part of like pagan ritual during the winter solstice.
Yeah.
Krampus is completely opposite of St. Nick. So St. Nick rewards children while Krampus punishes them. But also what's kind of crazy is that Krampus is said to help St. Nick. So I mean, that's a little bit odd. Why would St. Nick want somebody like Krampus to help punish children?
Well, I think that just relieves St. Nicholas from the duties of punishing the bad children. Like, they also would, like, leave a boot outside their house, and if you were good, you got candy, and if you were bad, you got a cane from Krampus. So that would indicate that you were being a bad boy or girl.
Yeah. And I guess that's also where, like, the idea of coal comes from.
True. True. And even nowadays, they still celebrate Krampus there. Like, especially in, like, Austria and Germany. They have this, like, Krampus, like, march or parade.
Yeah, it's usually December 5th, I think.
Yes. Yeah, December 5th. 5th to 6th. And it's just basically old drunk men that run through the streets dressed as devils or dressed as Krampus. And it's called Krampuslauf. That's my attempt at saying it.
It's pretty good.
But yeah, I even watched a video. You should watch a video. And it's just a bunch of people dressed up like Krampus with the big horns and masks and huge capes. And they just walk through the streets. Fun. And that's Krampus. That's the Krampus night.
Interesting. Maybe I'll have to go to Germany for that.
Germany is crazy with their, like, traditions and stuff.
I have been to Germany.
Yeah.
And they are crazy.
Like, a couple years ago, I went to Cologne during Carnival. So that's just like a big week of just people dressing up in costumes every day, getting drunk on the streets to celebrate like the end of winter. There's no real reason for it, but they do it every year.
They really like to celebrate holidays. I was there for Easter and they just go all out and it's so much fun.
Yeah, I love Germany. And Krampus, his name comes from you said Krampen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which means claw. And is said, yeah, and is, I guess so. And he's supposed to be the son of, like, hell in Norse mythology?
Yeah.
Well, he really does seem like he is from hell.
Going back to the story.
So then, after Omi tells the story, figure out what Krampus is. Now everyone knows what Krampus is.
Except Uncle Howard. Just is throwing a fit. He's like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Because he's always right.
He's always right. He doesn't believe. And he goes outside, and there's all those snowmen scattered around the yard. And there's so many snowmen. Like, throughout the movie at this point, more and more snowmen keep popping up around the yard. And it's dropped even colder.
Yeah.
And they just want to get Howard inside, but he's just refusing to.
Yeah. And doesn't he end up going back inside, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like, oh, maybe you're right.
Yeah. Board up the windows. So, yeah, they board everything up. on.
Yeah, more stuff goes to hell.
Yeah. So you can see Stevie and Jordan, they're going upstairs because, you know, Auntie plugged up the toilet downstairs. And they go upstairs. The presents have opened on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the presents are little helpers from Krampus. What do you think of the helpers? Those helpers.
Weird. Very weird. So we've got, like, are we talking about the toys or which ones?
The toys, the weird toys.
The toys are really weird. There's, like, the angel doll.
Yes.
Which I found very unrealistic when it falls on Sarah. And she's, like, shaking it. But, like, it doesn't look like it's doing anything.
No, she keeps having to shake it. And you're like, okay, how long did they actually make her shake this in the scene? Because it looks really fake at this point. Because she can, you can see her, like, physically shaking it.
Yeah.
And not, like, the doll is trying to fight her. But she's just, like, playing with the doll.
Yeah. And then there's the teddy bear. It's got teeth. That's creepy.
I guess it's supposed to be, like, things from Santa's, like, you know, sack. His big red sack.
Yeah. And then also, this is when we also really see the Jack in the Box come out.
Yes, the thing's...
like, the clown.
Huge! Huge!
It's creepy. It's like its mouth opens, and there's, like, these just, like, razor teeth.
Yeah, like, his mouth opens.
You remember that?
Like, his mouth... when he has it closed, looks like a normal clown mouth. But when he opens it, it looks like some sort of alien thing is coming out of his mouth with huge fangs.
Out of all the dolls, the Jack in the Box is the one I find the freakiest.
Yeah, and it just crawls on the ground to go everywhere like a giant slug.
And then downstairs, Uncle Howard is being attacked by Gingerbread Man.
Yeah. Yes. That's my favorite scene.
And, like, so they get lit on fire.
It also kind of reminds me of Shrek with the gingerbread men.
All I can think of, yes, is the gingerbread men in Shrek.
Like, that's all I can picture. Just happy-go-lucky little gingerbread men.
And now they're turned evil.
Hardly evil.
And then one thing I found, so... sorry, you have to refresh my memory. How did the gingerbread man get on fire?
Does he, like, throw a match at him? Or does a candle fall?
I don't remember. So the gingerbread men are on fire. And he's, like, he shot all the other ones with his, like, shotgun. Because, of course, he's got, like, this rifle or shotgun.
Oh, my God. Why do they have to have a gun? Like, yes, a gun is going to save you from all these things. Like, a true American, you need your gun. Right to bear arms.
One of the gingerbread doesn't get shot, and it's just coming flying at him. But who saves the day? The dog.
Yeah, the little puppy.
But wouldn't the dog's mouth have burnt? Because the gingerbread man was on fire.
I guess he would have had a little burnt mouth, but...
but it didn't seem like anything.
Dogs are weird sometimes. They'll eat anything.
So yeah, he kills all the gingerbread men. The dog saves the day.
Woohoo!
And then there's, like, these hooded demons.
The elves!
That appear. Yes.
These little elves. Because they eventually, I guess they kill all the little helpers, and they get Stevie back, but not Jordan. And they think they're safe, but the elves come crashing through the living room window. And there's, what, 20 of them? And they're not dressed well either. Like, the costumes aren't good. Like, did you notice that?
Yes.
Like, you can really tell it's a mask. But, like, one that's just been, like, placed
they're not
on
good.
The head and it can, like, move. And just look like it's not part of them.
And one of the elves takes the baby. So the baby's gone. Notice how we didn't talk about the baby.
The baby just... I'm like, that has to be... something in folklore. Like some folktale.
I have no idea. I mean, it's another child.
Yeah. Like, my initial thought is from Game of Thrones. Because when they're north of the wall, like, this weird family, they have to, like, offer up a kid as, like, an offering.
Oh, yeah?
To, like, maintain the peace.
Hmm.
So it has to be, like, a baby. So that was my thought when the baby got taken. Was like, okay, it must be something to do with keeping the peace. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's something to look into. I don't think anybody else gets kidnapped but the baby.
Yeah, they just get taken. Or eaten by a jack in the box.
So they're all like, yep, it's time we get out of here.
Yeah, and their big plan is to just get a snowplow and just plow their way to a mall. Because that's going to save them.
Yep, a mall.
Just the mall.
But really, are they safe anywhere?
I guess not, but it's really hard to tell.
Because there's no neighbors. All the neighbors are apparently on holiday.
Yeah, I wish I was going on holidays too.
Oh, Hawaii? Okay.
Yeah. Or Florida, I think, is another one.
Let's go to Germany for some festivals. We'll go to Germany.
They probably have some pretty bump-in Christmas markets.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
I'd love that.
So yeah, they're getting ready, leave the house. But the grandma's like, I'm going to stay behind and face Krampus.
Oh, yes. My arch nemesis.
They've got beef. This is where we really see more of what Krampus looks like. He's got like these horns, these really long nails. And I'm just like, you need a manicure.
Yeah, clean under those, please.
Could you imagine like pink nails on the...
I can't. I really can't imagine it. It wouldn't go with his outfit.
No. So yeah, I think she ends up getting eaten.
Probably. She gets taken, but they end up leaving before Krampus comes and Omi faces him.
They're all out of the house now.
They have to stay back because they're getting attacked by something evil.
Yeah, the elves.
And they just, on the way to the snowplow, they just keep losing people.
Yeah, so the aunt, not the crazy aunt. Oh, the crazy aunt also gets taken.
I didn't even notice that.
She also gets taken with the elves.
No, okay.
No, does cool. she? I can't remember.
That is not memorable.
She's gone sometime. So that's another non-memorable bye-bye.
They had too many characters.
That's another thing I noticed. There's like so many characters I'm like having trouble keeping track of even their names. Or Linda. So she gets sucked into the snow. Something like grabs her. And so the kids get into the snowplow. And the mom, Sarah, goes back to try and help the aunt. But she also gets sucked in to the snow.
Yep. And then it's just Max and Stevie.
The elves pry open the door and take the two girls. So it's just Max that's left. And then he finds the same bell that Omi was given in her backstory. In the snow. It's wrapped in like his letter. Yep.
It says Krampus.
Like gold bell that, yeah, says Krampus on it.
And then we get to the weird, weird part of the movie. I just thought it did not go at all. And it's like, it just lost me. Because he has to go find the rest of his family.
At this point, he's testing Krampus.
Yeah.
I want my family back. This is not what I wanted. Take me instead, like a normal hero would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he finally, like, he heard Omi's story and he's like, okay, I need to restore, like, the Christmas spirit in order to get my family back. But then he goes and they're having, like, this party, like, bush party.
Yeah.
It's bush party. There's freaking oxen.
Like this, like, smashing pagan heads. Which would probably line up with the pagan cult or something.
Yes, it looked like a cult. And they're just all
it
around
looked like
the fire.
Something straight out of a witch movie.
Yes, 100%. But it's just a bunch of elves dressed the same like Krampus.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just smaller than Krampus. And then, so he gets there, and then I guess hell opens? Is that what that thing does? Because the ground starts to break and emerges like this red lava hole.
And I'm pretty sure that's hell.
And he tries to bargain with Krampus.
I found this part kind of funny, though. So he's like, take me instead. Krampus is like, how about I just take you and everybody and let me just toss you too down to the hellhole. Tosses everybody. Everybody's gone.
Yeah.
No, he has no care.
Krampus. Oh, you little jokester.
And then, plot twist, it's just a dream. But is it? No. No. His family's still alive and his wish comes true. Or does his wish come true? Nope. Krampus trapped them in a snow globe along with his other victims. That was kind of like mind-blowing. I'm like, okay, that was a pretty good double twist.
Like, is it they're just packed in a storage room now?
I think that's where he traps all of his victims. So my question is, are they doomed to keep repeating Christmas morning over and over again?
Oh.
Or does he get his happy ending? Because Krampus is like hell, and like some depictions of hell, it's like you're repeating your day over and over again.
Interesting, yeah.
So might he be doing that?
I guess so. Oh, because then what happens is he opens up a Christmas present and there is another bell. And then the whole family was, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But how do they know what it means at that point?
Yeah. The ending was trippy, that's for sure. There could be many interpretations of what goes on.
Yeah. So, that's the end of the movie. What's going on?
Moral of the story is, have some goddamn Christmas spirit.
True, true. Have Christmas spirit, otherwise Krampus will come and screw it up for you. Do you think this was a good movie?
I actually really like this movie.
Interesting.
I would actually probably watch this one again.
Really? Okay. I would not.
Were you able to sleep?
Yes, I was not. They did have some scary parts to it, like the jumping out, and you're like, oh, what's going to happen here? Like, ready for those jump scares. But I was able to sleep after it.
I was dreaming about Christmas trees all night.
Really? Why Christmas trees?
I don't get nightmares. I just dream of things that, like, Christmas trees, apparently.
That's okay. Cool. What would you rate this from 1 to 10 Krampuses?
I think I would give this a 6.
A 6?
It wasn't perfect. I don't really, maybe like a 7. I don't know. Somewhere in between there. 6.5. There's some holes, but that's my rating.
Okay. I'd have to stick it down at the bottom with about 3 Krampuses out of 10 Krampuses.
3 Krampuses out of 10.
Just because I would never watch it again. I don't know. It didn't have enough like scary things to it. Or funny things to it. However, it was filmed pretty good. I just think it was missing that like one extreme or the other.
I think I rated it 7 because I really liked the ending and I like things that twist my brain.
Well, it definitely did that, yeah.
I like things that really make
me
think.
Yeah, that ending just made me like, it did make me think, but it also made me think, why would you do this to me? Why would you end it this way? And what was the point of, like, the snowplow? Like, what's happening to the rest of the people? I'm left with so many questions.
In the snow globe, there's a bunch of different houses from different 80s movies. And one that I noticed was the Psycho house from Psycho.
Oh.
And I thought that was really interesting. You'll have to go back and look at it.
Yeah. I didn't... Because there's thousands of snow globes. I mean, they all look beautiful. But I wonder, what my question is now is, like, what happened to that actual neighborhood in regular life?
Yeah. Did they go back to normal, or are they just gone?
Like, what happens when those people come back from vacation? What do you think was the worst part of the movie?
The gingerbread man.
Yeah, that's hands down.
Really didn't like that.
No. And the fight with all the little helpers.
Yeah. I feel like around the middle of the movie, I feel like it started dragging out. Like, there were these super long scenes where they were just waiting.
Yeah, nothing was happening. Beginning was half an hour.
Yeah.
Like, the build up to, like, Krampus even showing his freaking face was half an hour. So you could almost skip all the way there.
Yeah. Like, really, you could just skip toward the midway point in the movie and you probably would still know what's going on.
I'm going to dress up as Krampus for Christmas.
Yeah, you're going to dress up.
Just scare my shit out of my family. Just come in Christmas morning with horns that curl up and just in a huge cloak and make some goat hoofs. I think that would be hilarious. And make my gingerbread cocktails. So I'm Chloe Palmer.
And I'm Kaylin Arnell.
And that's been This Movie Sucks with Krampus from 2015. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.